Day 15 of Napod Pomo, the challenge to share 30 episodes of a podcast during the month of November. The challenge led by Jennifer Navarretta. This is, on day 15, surely a day for reflection. For me to think about, what am I gaining? What am I offering by giving you the voice of the poet and reading the poem myself? What on earth is to be gained from this effort? And if there is nothing to be gained from it, is there reason to continue? I've been influenced by Barbara KB, who lives in Michigan, the United States. Barbara and I go back many, many years. We're good friends. And she sent me a message during the last 8 or 9 days, I think. And she said, what about more women poets? And I thought, well, here's a request for me to select more women poets. And why on earth should I do anything other than select more women poets? I think up until that time, the women poet that I'd selected perhaps twice was Mary Oliver. I'm now intent on selecting maybe another 6 or 7 women poets. And it's going to do me good. I had some qualms about reading women poets, following a woman's voice with a male voice. I kind of thought to myself, I don't feel as comfortable doing this as I do following a male voice by a male voice. And then I thought, why not? Why not work through my discomfort? Now, it's not a huge discomfort, but even a little discomfort discomforted me. So I am doing that. And then I discovered that it isn't as easy to find the voices of women poets as the voices of male poets. It's to be expected, as we live in a world in which men are privileged, and I suppose it means that in general there'll be more recordings of male poets than there are of female poets. That's probably the biggest thing that's been playing on my mind during the last week. What else? Well, the usual stuff about finding the time to do it. And the advantages of, as soon as I get the impulse, oh, I want to do another poem today, to just do it, drop everything else, forget about everything else on the waiting list, and read the poem by the poet. Select the poem. And then I discovered that just selecting the poem isn't enough. I need to record the poet's voice. Then I can add my own later, maybe. But even that isn't as satisfactory as doing the whole lot in, say, 10 minutes. Why can I not allocate, find, pinch 10 minutes? It's not as if I have somebody standing over me saying, Paul, you're losing attention to your job. So yes, they are. That happened. A recording of a chap called Nathaniel. God, I can't. can't even remember his second name, reading at midnight by Walt Whitman. And he's been recording daily, it seems, poetry, reading it into Instagram. He's got a fantastic voice. And to listen to him reading a poem is bringing the poem alive for me. And I'm thinking, perhaps I could do this. Perhaps I could read a poem a day, put it up on Instagram. But really, I need to kill that impulse.